good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and beginning this Sunday, August 24th, the United States Air Force Band of the West will be giving a performance throughout the Red River Radio listening area in a concert series titled Brass in Blue. And with me by phone today is Master Sergeant Huey Hancock to tell us all about this program. Master Sergeant Hancock, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. And we're looking forward to getting out to that part of the world and seeing some folks and making new friends and playing some great music for you guys. The group is Brass in Blue. We are 14 members from the Air Force Band of the West, and we're stationed here at Joint Base San Antonio, Texas at Lackland Air Force Base. And we'll get out on the road starting with performances on Sunday and going through the following Saturday. And we've got some great music from Europe and the United States, and something that we think everybody will like on the program. So it's a good program, and we're excited to be doing it.
Can you give us a little bit about the kind of music that you're going to be playing? Because you have a fairly broad spectrum of music that you can cover.
We do. We've got not everything on the program this time around, but we have like I said, some music from some European composers, and don't want to scare anybody off with that. Nothing really long-winded, but some really beautiful music. And then we've got some great American music as well from one of America's finest composers of the 20th century, Mr. George Gershwin. We've got some tunes by him on the program, the fun tunes. And then we've got what's expected of a military band, some great patriotic tunes that we'll play and hopefully have the audience sing along with us as well.
Now, you're going to be going from town to town. I'll give folks a list. You'll be playing here in Shreveport this Sunday, and then you'll be over in Bossier City on Monday the 25th. You'll be in Monroe on Tuesday the 26th. You'll be in Natchitoches on Wednesday the 27th. You're down in Crowley, which is like really on the bottom fringe of our listening area, on Thursday, and then you're back up in Alexandria on Friday, and then you go way out of our listening area to Lake Charles, but there's still some folks down there in the Lafayette area that might be able to hear this and pop over to see you. Now, as you go from town to town, is it going to be the same kind of program for each city, or are you varying it ever so slightly?
There will be a few variations with some time restraints that we'll be looking at, and then there'll be some different programming for some different events. One of the events that we're doing is we're playing at a veteran's home in Monroe. We are playing at the Northeast Louisiana War Veterans Home, and there's going to be a ceremony there honoring about 17 or so folks for their service to the nation, and we're going to be participating in that ceremony. We're really looking forward to being part of that because that's part of our mission. We want to pay tribute and honor and remember the men and women who have served before us. And we'll do a slightly different program for that particular event, but then afterwards we're going to do more of our standard program shortly after that ceremony.
For folks who would like to learn more about you, you do have a website, is that correct? Could you give us the address?
Yes. If you don't want to write all this down, you can just type in Band of the West in the Google search engine or whatever search engine you want to use. But if you want the web address, www.bandofthewest.af for Air Force .mil for military. And you can also just search for us on Facebook and Twitter, and we have a YouTube channel as well. And we'd love to have visitors, and we'd love to get comments via those media formats there.
All right. And now, is there any cost to these concerts, or are these free and open to the public?
These concerts are free and open to the public.
Okay.
The great thing about a military band is we do this for the American public.
Well, are there any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
We just look forward to getting out and, like I said, playing some great music for folks and meeting new people. It's been a while for some of us since we've traveled, and we are just really happy to be getting out on the road and representing the Air Force to the American public.
All right, and it looks like there's going to be multiple opportunities throughout the Red River Radio listening area to come out and enjoy this great music. Well, Master Sergeant Huey Hancock, thanks so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us, and we look forward to seeing you guys later this weekend and next week.
All right. That was Master Sergeant Huey Hancock with the United States Air Force Band of the West, and they'll be performing throughout the Red River Radio listening area starting this Sunday, August 24th, at C.E. Byrd High School here in Shreveport. with multiple performances, performances in Bossier City, Monroe, Natchitoches, Crowley, Alexandria, and Lake Charles coming up throughout the next week. These concerts are free and open to the public. For more information, you can visit their website at bandofthewest.af.mil. That's bandofthewest.af.mil. Or you can also find more information on Facebook, Twitter, and you can see their performances on YouTube. Just type in Band of the West. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.